If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Woman in Hip Hop Podcast. I'm your host, Jazzy Bell. And on this show is where we discuss the many talents and influences from women in hip hop. And today is no exception. We got our girl, the original Making the Band member, the queen of the ring, creator and host, the beautiful Babs herself is in a building. What's up, Babs?
Dab on her.
Hey!
Thanks for having me here.
What's going on, Babs? Talk to us.
Everything. The grind is real. The grind. They say the struggle is real, but the grind is real.
One thing about the grind is even harder to maintain. Struggling is easier.
Yeah, you're right about that.
To stick in if you're on that lazy mentality. Yeah. So I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you sticking, doing your thing. Because when was that, Making It a Band, when you got your debut to the world?
2003? The first season, 2003.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's get to it. For the people that don't know, the origin of your name, where did it come from? Because I don't know.
Looney Tunes, Tiny Toons, cartoon. When I was in junior high school, one of my friends used to be like, oh, you act like the bunny off the Tiny Toons. And it just sound cute. So I ran with it. It don't really got no, that's just it.
That's
it
all it was.
Cute. Yeah.
You got it from the friends.
Got it from my friend, ran with it, and it stuck, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go to Making It a Band real quick, because like I said, you've grown up since then.
Yeah.
But just for some people, let's just get them familiar, just in case they wasn't around in 2003 and saw that. Making the Band was like the beginning of this whole reality TV fiasco.
Let them know.
Like, y'all started that shit.
I'm glad to be a part of that history.
Yeah, so how did that happen? How did you get to being on that show, Making the Band?
My manager at the time had told me he seen an article in the newspaper, in the Daily News, about Puff having an audition. They was doing a hip-hop version because the original Making the Band was with the Five, O-Town, I think, with the White Boys. It was a group. Mm-hmm. The guy who used to manage
Backstreet
Justin Timberlake. He had started a group. So then Puff was like, yo, I'm going to do one. So he had an open audition, and my manager was like, yo, you want to go? And I was like, hell yeah. And at the time, I was working at the Public Theater, and I used to watch how these white people would camp out wherever we would have free tickets. They would have tents and chairs and be camping out. So I was like, yo,
setting
I'm going to do
shop.
The same thing. I'm going to get out there the day before. And me and my manager, we got out there. It was at, not Irvin Plaza, Webster Hall.
Webster Hall. Yeah.
And they had a party that night.
Uh-huh.
So I had got off of work that night at 8 o'clock, and Webster Hall was down the block from my job.
Nice.
So we told the security, like, yo, we here for the Puff thing. So when the party's over, make sure that we got our spot, because they said we couldn't line up at the time. So I waited in the truck, party over. Then my manager stood out there for me while I slept.
Wait a minute. He stood outside for you?
He stood on the line.
How long?
A few hours to the next day. I got some rest in the car because he knew I was going to have to go in. So then,
wait a minute, real quick. Was this summertime, wintertime?
No, this was summertime. All
right, I was about to say, yo.
Nah, this was the summertime. Mm-hmm. And then, the next day was the auditions. I went in, I did my thing, and the rest is history.
So the audition process, was it like different stages that you had to go through?
Yeah, we didn't get to see Puff until the third audition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and actually, a lot of people don't know, they had 2 days of audition. The first day, I didn't get picked. Like, I did not get picked, and I had wrote a rhyme, like, the night before.
Okay.
My manager was like, do not go in there and spit that rhyme. You just wrote it. Spit something you already know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nah, I'm going to do this rhyme. I'm good. I know it. Yo, it was Flex was there. Funkmaster Flex was there that day. Half Pierre and somebody else.
Those were the judges?
Those was the judges.
Wow.
And when I got on that stage and I looked at all of them and I got like 7-8 bars in and my mind went blank.
Choked.
Just gone. Like, yeah. I was like, yo. Like, it was over.
What?
Then I left. And I was devastated, but my manager was like, yo, go back tomorrow.
Because they had auditions part two the next day.
And I didn't want to go. I was embarrassed. Mm. I was like, oh, they going to remember me. They not going to let me. He was like, yo, just go. We going. He was like, yo, we going. We going. And I went back the next day and did the rhyme that he originally told me to do. And they picked me.
Killed it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's
now, see, prior to that, you was already always doing battle rapping. Is that right?
Not really. I wasn't a battle rapper, mm-hmm. but you know, when you rap and mm-hmm. you know, you in the hood or you in school, people would be like, oh, this person's nicer than you. My friend raps. So, you know, you go back and forth. But I wasn't like a battle rapper. I was doing music. I was in the studio. I was recording songs. I was shopping for a deal at the time. That's why I had a manager. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was really shopping for a deal at that time.
Like I was telling my producer that I was watching some of the old videos on YouTube. And I was like, she was the most seasoned. You knew that out the gate.
Yeah.
But you were saying that, like, yo, this is what I do. Yo, this is my life.
Like, exactly. Like,
you was the most character on that show. I wish y'all could bring that shit back, Make It a Band, because you was the star of that show.
I really would like for Puff. I want to sit with Puff because I think that he
talk
should
to
put
him,
together.
Shit. He listening? What up, Puff?
We need, you and me, we need to put together this band reunion with all three groups. We've never all been in a room together. Danity Kane, Day 26, and the band.
There you go.
And I think that would be a dope show to redo a reunion, but we going on a roll. We do like 5-6 shows, you know what I'm saying? All uh-huh. three groups. And
see which one get the best response, and maybe
I just think that
reunite one and kind of like
if that's possible.
Package
but
it
I
again?
Just think to do a few, like he had the Bad Boy reunion. I think it'll be cool for the groups. You know, we had a huge following, all three
yes.
groups. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So and we never all been together, never.
Well, I'm
the guy Danity Kane in Day 26, but they ain't never been in a room with the band. We turn up, boy. Ain't that they don't know?
I don't
so
even
that's
think.
Why I'm like,
I don't even think there were fights on those other two seasons.
There was arguments.
Yeah, but y'all
it
really
was arguments. But we was getting the shake. But see, we set the tone. They were able to look at us and be like, yeah, we can't do that because you know we wanna. So, but you know, we didn't know we was young.
Right.
Nobody schooled us. We didn't know each other. Siblings fight. You know, put us all in the house together. We living with each other. No TV. You know what I'm saying? No radio.
I think that's what made it reality TV gold, because it was so fresh at the time. There was
no
blueprint, really, as to what to do. You could tell even watching it now. I'm like, Diddy don't even know what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah.
But he's just being himself.
Exactly.
All you guys were just being your authentic selves.
Exactly.
And I was like, wow, this was so good. I wish they could bring this back. But since you did bring up Bad Boy Reunion, how did you feel when they didn't decide to like bring you guys on the road with them?
I wish I could have been on one of the shows, at least the one in New York. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I went. It was a dope concert. And I was like, damn, it would have been dope. I felt like people wanted to see, I thought it would have been a great addition.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's his choice. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to work together.
There was no reaching out. There was no talks.
No, nobody never hollered at me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I reached out to be like, yo, I
want
to come through. Not that I wanted to perform, but that I wanted to come through
mm-hmm.
to the show. So I went through the offices, got my passes and all of that. And I was there. But
did you see Diddy?
No, I didn't see him.
When the last time you talked to him?
I ain't speak to Diddy in years.
Mm.
Years, yo.
Mm.
Yeah.
How was that experience, though, when you were signed to Bad Boy and y'all got your first hit record? What was the name of the initial record?
Bad Boy This, Bad Boy That.
Yes, is that the video when y'all was like,
with
baseball? Love that.
It was amazing.
What did that do? Did that go platinum?
Yeah, we went platinum. We had the number 2 album in the country.
Let's give it up for being a platinum artist in the building.
Yeah. Number 2 album in the country, you know what I'm saying? And we went platinum worldwide. So it was a great experience. And like I said, I was pushing for a deal before that.
Right.
So I felt like I finally, like, you know what I'm saying? It's my just do, you know? So I was excited to be a part of this history where Biggie, I'm from Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? Biggie and Kim, all of them, I know I'm in Daddy's house, this where they was at.
Mm-hmm.
It was more than just getting a deal, it's who I got the deal with, you know what I'm saying? Because I remember them days standing in front of my mirror with my remote, singing them little Kim rhymes, and whenever she say her name, I put Babs in the middle. I take her name out and put Babs. Like, yeah, I need to be up there next to Kim.
Since we're talking about the record, let's remind the people of your platinum hit record, Bad Boy This, Bad Boy That. Let's go to that right now. Woman in Hip Hop Podcast, your girl Jazzy Bell. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Bad Boy, baby. We the last standing. Check the record.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Check the score. The band, the next generation of bad motherfuckers.
Yo, I'm back and I'm hitting them hard. Tits don't sag. I don't need no push to bra. Bitch, you mad? Babs got a brand new car. Drop top in the hood. I'm the ghetto superstar. Breathe. Pop bottles and roll up weed. Bad strong arm bitches like I'm Hercules. You got a problem? Come see the girl. That's I right. Solve them. Big belly bitches, we starve them. Niggas in the hood, we rob them. Whenever they floss, and better tuck in your chain, bitch. You keep on walking. You a thug, why you keep on talking? Let's get it cracking. Get a bitch stomp down in the club, I make it happen. I got this, did he done let me out?
Go,
I
baby.
Spit sick when I open my mouth.
Come on, stop. This bad boy, this bad boy, that's this bad boy,
I'm a changed man since I made the band. Nobody gave a damn, no one gave a hand. Made man, made the band. Wave your hands, rocks in the watch. I think I'm about to blaze the band. Elliot Nash, you know I'm here to save the land. Don't try to lie, say the liquor's what made you ramble. Go somewhere and be a maintenance man, a janitor. Dog, don't blame me, blame your manager. Keep your hands on my pockets, nigga. Franchise like I play for the Rockets, nigga. Who shot your Biggie Small, Tupac, you nigga? Ready to die, all eyes on the project, nigga. You slot, I put something in your biceps, niggas. I can't help it, I'm a violent nigga.
Silence. All I hear is bad boy.
You fucking with the
wildest
nigga, that Jango.
You
got me in style, nigga.
Here we go, hopping out the G5 wagon. G-coated, Reese Bows and T-swagging. Running game on your bitch, your boy's a pimp. I need a bitch with no type of common sense.
That about it.
If you find it, then throw it up. Got that fire and you ready to light it, then tote it up. Now that's gangsta. Don't make me spank you. Running that water, now your life is in danger. Ride with the underworld that keep bangers. Niggas that be off that frail and beef bangers. Picture a nigga try to carry me. It won't happen, I won't let you niggas worry me. I'ma stay thugged out till they bury me. When they do, I can't wait to see Barry B.
All I hear is bad boy this and bad boy that. Bad boy beat down with a baseball bat. These dudes ain't never kill nothing. I'm afraid you want them dead, put some bullets in this coffin. Lord forgive me, but these niggas is playing with the boss, man. You don't wanna get in the trunk, you getting tossed in.
Come on, man.
If we tight and you bring your cousin, then homeboy, that's y'all, man.
Let's
man,
go.
I got it all playing. Diddy father the game.
I'm here,
bad,
baby.
But not a boy, I got a part of his name.
Let's go.
I'm hungry, I see you slipping, then it's off of the chain. Your head harder than wood, then I'm sawing your brain. A dawn. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. I
mean
eat it. Shit and sleep. Yeah, I lay with them things. Bad boy, when you're in the verse,
so boy,
don't
baby.
Play with the team.
Don't play with us.
Bad boy, so don't play with the team.
Bad boy, baby.
Bad boy, so don't play with the team.
You know what time it is.
Bad boy, so don't play with
Let's
the team.
Go. Holla.
Like I was, and it was dope to be a part of that bad boy history. You know what I'm saying? Forever, we stamped, we there.
They can't take that from you.
They can't take that. They can't take that.
Now, when it comes to Diddy, what was the biggest advice that you can remember that he gave you, or the biggest lesson learned?
The biggest lesson learned was that you gonna get out of it what you put into it. Like I swear, like it's so true. Like if you put 100%, you. most likely gonna get 100% out of it. Like, so that's why when I had started doing Queen of the Ring, I had to put my music down for a minute because it was like I need to put all into this company, because if not, I'm not gonna get off. So that was the most powerful thing that he really showed me.
Okay, so let's get to Queen of the Ring. So 2003, the band began. And it ended, was it 2 years after that?
No, it was about, the band ended about 3 years after that. And then me and Ness were still on the label, working on our projects, but that didn't work out.
Right.
So I moved on to Queen of the Ring.
And when did you start Queen of the Ring?
We started Queen of the Ring 6 years ago. And, you know, my partners had started it. I got two partners, Debo and Vague. Shout out to Debo and Vague. And they was doing King of the Ring. And Queen of the Ring is a spinoff of King of the Ring. So, you know, they started there. I seen it. I came across it on YouTube. They was in, like, their second event. And I was like, what the hell is this?
Right,
like,
right.
So then I see the shit is in New York. I started looking on social media for them. I'm like, oh, no, I got to be a part of this. So I got in contact with Debo. I spoke to him. I was like, you know, I feel like I could bring a lot to this company. Him and Vague, they drove out to my house. We sat down in my house and got them paperwork signed, and we became official partners.
Just like that?
Just like after
so
I
So when
had...
you gained interest in it and you presented it to them, it was just no issue. It was like it made sense to
it
them.
It definitely made sense to them. And we've been rocking ever since, just growing year by year, just getting growing and growing and growing.
Now, this is interesting to me because I come from that whole wanting to put women on, obviously having a podcast, Women in Hip Hop Podcast. So to give women the platform that have a presence and influence and an impact in hip-hop, you being an established artist already with a name, with a brand, Babs, what made you kind of say, you know what, like you said, you're putting your own music to the side to be like, you want to create something for other women to showcase their talents as well? Because that's big, I think, to do something that's very selfless.
Thanks for saying that, because this producer, not going to say his name, but he had told me that one day. He was like, yo, Babs, you are the most selfless artist that I've ever met. And he was like, I really think people need to know that. He was like, you're amazing. But on that note, my grind is why I wanted to provide a platform for women. Before I started doing the Queen of the Ring, I had put together a group called The Squad. It was all females. Before that, I had...
The Squad?
Yeah, The Squad.
Any members that we kind of know?
No.
Okay,
and then
cool.
After that, I had did the FEM, Females Earning Money.
With
Lady
Luck.
Lady Luck, yeah. Lady of Rage. So I was always about female unity because it was hard for me. Like, I was a dancer before I started rapping. I swore I was going to be one of Janet Jackson's background dancers. I swore. Like,
really?
Got busy. Like,
he was going to be like doing
year.
The if, the rhythm nation. You just knew.
What?
Damn.
I had the jacket and all that.
You still got the jacket.
Why? Yeah, why? Killing it. But
I didn't know that about you, Babs.
I was a dancer. And then I started to do music. And at one point, I was in a group. And it was called Three the Hard Way. Then that group broke up. And then it was just me and my friend. And, you know, we had shopping for a deal. We went to Rockefeller. And they straight up was like, yo, Babs should write for you. This is what they telling my friend. Babs should write for you, and you should be the artist. And I just felt like, you know, it was always like the brown skin versus the light skin. Like, she was petite, she was light skin, nice hair, and I was the tall brown skin girl. And they saying, like, she got the talent.
You
Me.
Got the talent.
Like, I was always
But they wanted that. You in the back, and
yes,
they wanted
like
her in
you,
the forefront.
Yeah, I didn't know then.
Damn.
That. They made the most money. I would have said, hell yeah. I didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
You could do it all
I'd
over again.
Like, hell yeah. I write for everybody in here. Blonde, all them light-skinned bitches up. I'm writing for all of them. But I didn't know no better. So,
it's okay. We live and we learn.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's what it was.
Wait, so that was Three the Hard Way, though?
No, that was after Three the Hard Way broke up, and it was just two of us left.
Okay, and y'all was named what at this point?
I don't even remember.
Wow. I would forget, too, with that bullshit they presented me with.
Exactly.
And this is Rockefeller presenting you with this? Is this Jigga saying this?
No, this was the people in the office, not Jigga. We never sat down with Jigga. Okay. But, you know, that bothered me. It hurt my feelings. You
as
know
it
what
should,
saying?
As
like,
it would.
You know, anybody. And I always was getting into situations like that. Mm-hmm. So to have this opportunity to provide a platform for females with just based off of their talent.
Regardless of looks or
like,
anything
regardless
else.
Of it. Like, you know, it, like, I'm going to help you. Like, bitch, if you're not doing your hair, we're going to get your hair done. We're going to get, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do that. But at least I'm going to give you that opportunity. You know, no, it's people that won't give them a girl that opportunity. Like, no, we're not even going to do your hair. I don't even think you a diamond in the rough. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I wanted to be a part of this, to for these girls that are so talented that will never get looked at, to have this platform, and now they're getting looked at. Like, when they come to a Queen of the Ring event, they come in to see hair bars.
Yes.
Over the looks. You know what I'm saying? So these girls are now getting paid for what they do. They got a platform. They got fans. And it's not based off of their looks. That's secondary. Really. Because even the prettiest ones, if they not fire,
we don't give a fuck.
Yo, because it was an event where two girls was battling.
Which
one?
Because I know a few of
them. I don't want to say the name because, you know, but let me just say this. If you watch it, then you'll know.
Right.
One girl, she was really done up, looking real pretty, and she was getting body. And the fans that was behind me, they was like, but you look good. Like, you look good, dog.
I'll smash, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They was like, but you
could
look
get this
good.
D.
And I was, like, inside cracking up. And I turned around to them. I was like, y'all wowing. And they was dying laughing. Like, you know, at least.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Look good, bitch. You look good. Like, you know, so. And I think that that's dope that I was able to flip that.
Reverse.
You know what I'm saying?
Rolls like, on their ass
exactly.
real quick.
Like, yeah, you look good, but that bitch killing you, bitch. Like,
yes.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah. I'm just looking at her like in amazement right now because just to hear this story and how it all, like, became into fruition because of you just wanting to kind of. I won't say revengeful or anything like that, but I'm sure you feel validated in everything that you're doing right now because you actually went through all of those trials and tribulations just to end up creating your own platform for other women to say, guess what? You don't have to go through what I went through. How Jigga put it? I did it so you don't have to go through it.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
The Queen of the Ring, I'm glad you broke down the story behind that because it's way deeper than just girls in the ring spitting bars. It's the story behind it that makes it even more interesting to me.
Exactly. And these girls are talented. We do. We got girls that we been had the Young and Mays before Young and May. You know what I'm saying? We
been
had
I heard
popping in the ring. Like, you know what I'm saying? We the one who put that in the forefront. When they say, oh, well, she the first mainstream, but as far as what I do, I been have shooters in there that's gay girls, look like boys, and they sell tickets.
Tickets.
They sell tickets.
Tickets, shows. Talk to me about the response in that. Because like you said, now it's lucrative.
Yeah.
You know, when people think the battle rap culture isn't as lucrative as like having a deal. But in some cases, even more. Because you could get a deal and you could be shelved for many, many years. You could get a deal and get an advancement and never see any get back from it. You know what I mean?
Well, the biggest
event. So talk to me about the tickets and the shows and
the biggest event that we had was at Irving Plaza.
That's huge.
Yeah, No Host Bar, NHB. That was our biggest event, like our Super Bowl for female battle rap. Our stage tickets was $250. And I want to just say that for females who don't got like Rick Ross or Jay-Z, nobody co-signing them. You know what I'm saying? But me, Bass Bunny, shout out to me. And, you know, for people to come and pay $250 to watch these girls rap, those are Rihanna and Beyonce prices. For
it sure the hell is.
Like,
and I think about it, I went to the Formation Tour. The fuck?
And
I probably paid like $500 a ticket.
Yeah, and we sold out. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Sold out. So when I came out there that night, it was amazing. Like, I came out in the rain, and the crowd just roaring. I got on the mic, and I was like, they said we couldn't do it. They said the females couldn't pack the building. And the roar from the crowd. I had to hold in my tears because I just wanted to cry. I'm looking around the balcony. They hanging over the balcony. Yeah. And I just was like, wow, this is amazing. An idea.
Yeah.
An idea that started in a hat store.
Thoughts are things.
Made it all the way to Irving Plaza, at Irving Plaza, the BB Kings. We in Atlanta now. We in LA now. Just shaking and moving it, making things happen. I was in a buffet, Chinese buffet. This guy come up to me. He said, Babs, my daughter swear she going to be on Queen of the Ring one day.
Wow.
Little girl, looked like she about 19 years old. She was like, hi, Babs, I love Queen of the Ring. I just was like, oh, my God. Like,
yeah,
it's amazing. And sometimes it takes things like that for me to realize, you know, because I'm just shaking and moving every day. Mm-hmm. I don't even be realizing, like, sometimes what I've done. You know what I'm saying? And it take things like that to be like, wow.
A little girl in a Chinese girl. Buffet
she
spot.
She's not saying, I want to be Nicki Minaj. She want to be Farrah Funeral, Dawn Lady. She want to be one of my girls. I'm going to be on Queen of the Ring when I grow up. Not I'm going to be on Bad Boy like I used to say. Right. She's saying she's going to be on Queen of the Ring.
Wow.
That's dope.
That is dope. Yeah. That's round dope. Of applause for that, you guys. Now talk to me about your biggest problem you have faced with Queen of the Ring.
My biggest problem,
especially
is
being a female, if it's attached to that. If it's not, then cool, but it's just, you know, it's harder for us.
Sponsorship.
Okay.
You know, that's been a problem. Of course, you know, it's so many
that's
guys.
That's interesting,
leave.
Though, because y'all got such a huge response with the Irving Plaza, BB King. Like, just,
yeah,
I would think sponsors will be banging down your door right now.
It's hard to find them because it's for some reason they are. Go to the guys. Not for some reason, but the guys got a lot of, they've been doing it longer than us. Shout out to Smack. Shout out to URL. You know what I'm saying?
But, Beasley and them. Yeah, they doing
exactly.
Their thing.
But
how long they been doing their thing prior to you starting in 2006?
Smack's been doing the Smack DVDs for, man, I don't even know, over a decade. Like, okay. That's what introduced me to the DVDs. Like, so when anything pop for them, I feel like it's well deserved. You know what I'm saying? But
absolutely.
I feel like we second in line. Where's our check?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, where's our check? We need some female products to come through and sponsor.
I would think now it would be time for that. Like, that would kind of just be easy, wouldn't you?
Yeah, listen, if you ain't twerking. You know what I'm saying?
Is that how you feel? If it's not being overly sexualized, then they not
feel like that. If you ain't twerking, like, or on some next shit, it's like.
What about a female rapper that's established that kind of co-signs you? Do you feel like you need that to kind of go to the next level?
We had that. We got Queen Latifah.
That's
we
what I was
going to
say. Like, I feel like a Queen Latifah would
Jill
jump
Scott,
on that.
Fuck, even Raven Simone started following me on Instagram. I mean, Twitter. I was like, the fuck, she following me? Like, I was bugging, like,
shocker.
The hell? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell going on here?
So when you say that, what do you mean? Like, they just said, what up? They following you? Are they gaining interest? What level? Are they gaining
level
interest?
Of meetings and, you know, phone conversations and coming through to events. And
they did all of that.
Yeah. Except cut the check.
Okay, so that's what's missing at this point.
Yeah, that's what's missing.
Okay.
You know, but you know, everybody is their own artist.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I don't like about females in this industry because they always say, oh, females, we need to stick together.
Woman empowerment.
To stick together. But that shit is some straight bullshit.
Mm.
Like, because you want somebody to support you, but you're not trying to support them. And the dudes, like, I go to Smack and Puff is in the building and Busta Rhymes and Smack ain't paying them to come, but let me ask certain females to come out. They want to get paid. You
really?
Know what I'm saying? What?
I'm shocked.
And then to turn around and be like, hey, sis. Hey, sis. What's up, sis? Oh, I miss you.
Oh, God.
Fuck out of here. Like, yo, I'm telling you, man, this shit is crazy. This shit is literally crazy, yo. And when they give me my big check, I'm going to start calling out names. I ain't calling out names right now, but
you know what? Don't call out names.
On blast because it's retarded. It's like,
no, it is. And I'm laughing, but you're speaking literally from my heart right now. Like I said, Women in Hip Hop Podcast. It doesn't say Jazzy Bell in Hip Hop Podcast. This is a platform for you women to come and showcase your talent, to tell your story, and to inspire other women to do better. So they don't have to twerk. if they don't want to. You know what I'm saying? Or they don't feel like it's necessary.
Is that an issue with you getting me up here?
Absolutely not.
This is what I'm talking about.
A little late, but you're here.
I'm always, not always late, but listen, I be here. I turn up too when I get to the spot. Make
some noise for that.
What I'm talking about. But.
No. That was just a little jokey joke. But for real, and the fact that you did Queen of the Ring, like I said, that was a selfless act. This podcast is a selfless act. Mainly because we dealt with the struggle to get our voices heard. You had to create your own platform because you wasn't
hired. They dealt with it too. And I feel like because they dealt with it,
they should be a little more supportive.
I think that we probably responded as, you know what, we're going to provide a platform where they responded as, fuck that. Bitch, you got to go through what I went through. I'm not going to help you out. Bitches don't want to help the next chick. But want to call you they sis.
That's this. It's irritating, what? But it's true. I feel your frustration.
What?
I guess I'm trying to figure out an answer.
My sister looks out. Yeah. You ain't looking out in no shape or form. None. It's like, yo, you can't do a simple tweet, a simple Instagram. Like, you can't do that, but you watching?
I literally had this conversation last week with a guest that I had up at Shea 45. I was like, look, people talk all this woman empowerment shit, but when it comes down to it, when it comes time for you to show up to blow up, it doesn't happen. Mm. And I don't understand the miscommunication or the disconnection. And honestly, yeah, and I had to really look at my fan base. Shout out to Instagram. They got this little feature on there that tells you who's predominantly your fan base. And I have like 85% men, 15% women. And I was shocked. It's a new feature. I don't know if you saw that on Instagram. I understand I have a big ass.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Guess that's why I got a lot of the men following me. But my whole mission is all about women empowerment. And I'm trying to figure out where's the disconnect in that. No matter what I do, no matter what I say, no matter what I pursue, it just seems not to connect.
Bitches is selfish. They selfish. They always been taught to be selfish. It's about them. Yeah? Absolutely.
I think so too. And when it comes to the black culture though, when it comes to us as a race, I think we were unfortunately put in a position where it's always that crabs in a barrel type of mentality because of that whole Willie Lynch. It's like,
put on.
But so, that's what they tell us. So we kind of get stuck with that mentality. Like it could only be one. And that's not the case.
It's not.
But that's what Hollywood tells us. That's what America tells us. That's what this industry, hip hop, tells us. Even when Nicki Minaj is popping right now. Now it's Nicki Minaj is beefing with Lil' Kim or such and such is beefing with whomever. When it comes to the male presence in hip-hop, they could coexist. But when it comes to women, they make it seem like it's impossible.
Yeah.
And that's frustrating
but
to witness.
But that's life.
Yeah.
That's life with anything with women. I just really feel that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like to the ones that fake like it's something different, I'm just like, you.
Don't get discouraged, though.
That's the whole point of this.
I will say this. The fact that I'm continuing on, because I'm going through the same obstacles that you're dealing with. You know what I mean? And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to keep pushing. Somebody going
to
fucking
bite.
You
have to, and I always say,
thank you.
When I get to the point when they want to be a part of it because they need to be attached to the shit, I'm going to still let them come in. But I'm going to tell them, oh, bitch, you here now, bitch? Oh, you here now? Get this bitch a bottle. Dead ass, you can come. I'm going to get you a bottle. Oh, you going to eat good, all that. But you going to know, bitch, I see you. Like, no, you're not getting away with that shit. Don't think I don't see you, bitch. I see you. Like.
Okay, if you can, though. I don't want to be too messy. But if you can, who is it, like, one person?
I ain't going to say.
You ain't got one person?
I just want to shout out to the chicks that fuck with me. Heavy. Shout out to the brat. Shout out to
Rage. Okay, let's do that.
Shout out to Lady Luck. You know what I'm saying?
I was trying to get a little TMZ on you. Who's that one that you kind of wouldn't mind sticking your foot out on and seeing that bitch trip?
No, I don't want to see nobody trip. You know what I'm saying? I just want us all to be able to sit at the table when,
no, you're right.
You know, make shit happen. Like,
I might
want to
see one bitch trip.
Why you watching from afar? Why
I might want to see one bitch trip. I ain't gonna
like. Fight. I watch. You want to see her trip? I watch you.
I mean, literally
bitch.
Stick
I
the
mean,
foot
like,
out on some showgirl shit. All right, shit,
so
like,
I'm gonna be next. Bust to her. I'm that gonna be ass, like, yo. You trip her. I want her to fall, but you do it. Like,
she gonna be alive, but did you die? You ain't died though. But did you die? You good? No, but no. Real quick though, shout out the ones that do show love because the brat is one of like I said, top five, top six. I think she was my sixth man. But I love her. She had a big influence in my upbringing. So shout out the ones that do. That you will say show love to you, for
yeah,
sure.
Shout out to the, it's a lot that show love, but mm-hmm. I'm gonna say who I feel like I personally have a real relationship with. I would say, you know, the brat, Lady of Rage, you know, Lady Luck. Yeah.
Now the female group that you created, I want to get back to that because I've always wondered where is the male. So you had a male Lady Luck and Lady of Rage.
Yeah.
Lady of Rage, I adore when she first came out with Afro Puffs. She was just phenomenal to me.
Fire.
Where is she right now?
Rage is in L.A., you okay. know, doing her. She a legend. So, you yeah. know, when they call her out to perform and do shit, she come out. But she want to pursue acting.
Okay, so that's
so
what she's up to.
So that's what she's pushing right now is acting.
We already had Lady Luck up here, so we already know what she's up to.
Yeah,
shout out to her
definitely.
Doing her Bravo thing
yeah,
on every Sunday.
First
Family Hip Hop. Y'all go check it out.
Samaya.
Yes. The whole family, Leland. What's the baby girl name with the pretty eyes? Leah.
Yeah,
the baby boy
Leah.
Is Darnell.
Leah is so pretty.
What's
shout
the,
out to Dan, Leah.
What's the little, the young boy?
Darnell.
See, I was right. Boom. All right. Emil, what's up with her? Where is she?
Know.
Have you spoken to her lately?
No.
No?
Know what's going on.
Lost contact?
Now. Yeah. In years. I don't know. I hope she's doing good, though. Healthy and, you know, eating good.
Yeah.
Good.
Nah, we wish her the best. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about your love for hip hop. Let's talk about your upbringing in this music thing.
All right.
But before we get to that, I do want to play your record right now. Can we play your record right now?
Yup. Love is a motherfucker. That new joint off that Gumbo project, Bass Bunny, First Lady of the Street. You already know what it is. Holla.
Gia.
Damn, that's some real shit. I don't even know what to do, it's real confusing. Like, one minute we good, but then the next minute we not. It just seem like we can't get along. Like, it's like a roller coaster and shit, girl. I need to do this nigga alone. My mama told me love is a motherfucker. And you gon' learn about it, love is a motherfucker. And every time you mad, you gon' be a motherfucker. But you still love his ass, love is a motherfucker. You love him, then you hate him, then you love again. If we ain't messing with each other, we ain't being friends. Nah, love is a motherfucker, motherfucker. Man, love is a motherfucker. I'ma leave you, yeah, I told him that. But when he stopped hitting my phone, then I called him back. I know I need to leave him, but he's sexy though. Nigga had me open since he beat it up in Mexico. Handcuff the dick, it's a criminal. DUI pussy, he was drunk running into you. Nosey bitch, call your side chick, do an interview. Claim that she lied about it all, yeah that's typical. I'm mad at you, Mac Needle throw a cab at you. Real life, I might clap you, keep playing, I might have to. Look, told your bitch, went on that gram hoe, I might at you. Pocket check, I might tap you, DV, I might slap you. That's Matthew. My mama told me love is a motherfucker. And you gon' learn about it, love is a motherfucker. And every time you mad, you gon' be a motherfucker. But you still love his ass, love is a motherfucker. You love him, then you hate him, then you love again. If we ain't messing with each other, we ain't being friends. Nah, love is a motherfucker, motherfucker. Man, love is a motherfucker. Love is a motherfucker. Love is a motherfucker. Love is a motherfucker.
When you first, like, fell in love with hip-hop as a young girl, being Babs, listening to music, of course, it's a male-dominated industry, but when it comes to the women's presence in hip-hop, who was the first female that struck a chord with you?
Salt and Pepper.
Oh, word?
The first females that I remember watching on Video Music Box.
Shout out to Ralph McDaniels.
And then after that, it was MC Light, Mooney Love, Latifah. But those was the ones when I was in elementary school, so vivid in my head. Coming home from school, sitting at the kitchen table, doing my homework, eating oodles and noodles, and watching Ralph McDaniels Channel 31 Video Music Box. And those was the chicks that I seen. Those chicks right there. But the females that made me want to rap was Kim and Foxy.
Really?
Those was the ones. Like, I still was on my dancer shit when Latifah and them. I still was like, oh, I'm Janet Jackson, Dance Rhythm Nation. I'm still like, you know what I'm saying? But I love music. But who made me be like, yo,
you want
to
rap?
This is what I want to do. Well, who made me say I want to rap was M.O.P. Shout out to M.O.P. and Mashout Posse. But Little Kim and Foxy was the two females.
M.O.P.?
Yeah.
Brooklyn? Annie
yeah,
Up?
Annie
Get
up.
That. What?
Yeah. We didn't grow up together. They older than me, but right. I lived on the block, and I watched the whole come up, and I just was like, wow, like, I want to be a part of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you had to pick a song that you would say that inspired you the most, rather it could be from the era of the Queen Latifahs and the MC Light and Salt and Pepper, like you said, or you could take it further up with the Kim or Foxy. What was the song, would you say, that kind of exemplified your childhood in hip-hop, that's your whole childhood in hip-hop?
Because
I want that to be the record that we play first, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to talk to you furthermore about your love.
Okay, so let me just say this, because there's so many records. But the record that first sent chills through my body.
Ooh.
Like chills. And I just was like, oh my God, did you hear it? DMX, Niggas Done Started Something.
Niggas Done Started Something?
That's my fucking song, y'all.
Okay.
That's the first record. Don't come with me with no bullshit. Use course.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Shit, because when I wet shit, I dead shit like abortions. What? 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 Listen, that was the song right there that was like, yo. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, that for me, that was my shit.
So we're going to play that. So introduce the record.
DMX, Niggas Done Started Something, featuring the Lox and Mace. Y'all already know.
Yeah, Woman in Hip Hop Podcast with your girl Jazzy Bell. We'll be right back.
Hey, yo, let's get papers and pop mower holes up in skyscrapers and condominiums overlooking our drug capers. New York City, the only way to play is gritty. I want cheddar so we can front up in the 850. My whole committee like the Puff L's and look jiggy. Who want to test this? My simi leave you chestless. And ain't shit that you can say to me when you be breathless. Young but I done did shit that you won't do. Sick ahead with that bullshit you blab about going through. I got niggas who pump on your block and in your spot, who sit next to you protecting you, but they'll murder you. Player, down status, nigga, we getting chips assists and bad bitches assists, frontin' in clips
assists. The lock be taking knots from the out of state spots. Any nigga make it hot, get found in vacant lot. You don't really wanna come try the one guy who stays dumb high from blunt lie. The racket sang alumni who got more beef than the Islamic bomb. So I pack enough sonic arms to neutralize the atomic bomb. It's not a nigga in your gang want it. My AK, Slate, Gator, Spray, Strays, niggas' names on it. Often I bug them, but soften the duck. Have a chump coughing blood, fill his coffin with slugs. Yo, you know I got enough guns to wreck a nation. Any nigga wave a tech and Mason, have an explanation. You bring your crew in them, I'm doing them. Then I'm beating them down with aluminum. Then I'm putting two in them. You can't touch me, I've been devil sent. Wanted for embezzlement. A lot of other things, but that's irrelevant.
If you love the money, then prepare to die for it. Niggas done started something. You can lay in the flames or hug the sky for it. Niggas done started something. If you love the money, then prepare to die for it. Niggas done started something. You can lay in the flames or hug the sky for it. niggas done started something.
Yeah, check out the kid that get coke like Sosa. Never turn down Chocha. Be in the Costa Rica, sipping margaritas with a mommy. Cleaning my Tommy, showing love to my army. Whenever the locks find rippy blocks, we kill them. Yeah, I hear niggas, but I still don't feel them. And this is for the listeners and prisoners and them jealous rap cats that prefer dissing us. My 16s be so real, you can feel them in your vein like Romello's pops from Sugar Hill. Jay be the cause for the kiss at your wake. Cartel lips spitting clips at your face. We started from the bottom. You'll see bag niggas party. Whatever, we can do it at the garden. Word life, this shit is real big. I'm making niggas blow trial even if they not guilty.
I want a palace for my thugs with oriental rugs. Bring back some drugs, get whacked for the love. 20 niggas bad at me, still couldn't shatter me. I'm only getting up, splitting up your anatomy. Official block family, grants niggas handing me. I want the finer things, and I hope you understand me. Sitting at the table planning, plug the fan in. Let the sweat dry off and then grab the cannon. Think the smartest and retaliate the hardest. Regardless, if you a thug or a rap artist, respect me like Pesci. And if rap was hockey, I'd be Gretzky, puffin' Nestle. And y'all niggas done started something. Acting invincible like you guarding something. If you guard, then I'ma mix a lot till you rot. And if you a player, then play for everything you got. And if you a thug, then start busting off shots. And if you a dog, you better bite before you bark. If you love the money, then prepare to die for it. Niggas done started something. You can lay in the flames or hug the sky for it. Niggas done started something.
Don't come at me with no bullshit, use caution. Cause when I wet shit, I dead shit. Like abortions for bigger portions of extortion and racketeering. Got niggas fearing. Fuck what you heard, it's what you hear. How much darker must it get? How much harder must it hit? See if your hardest niggas flip when I start a bunch of shit. I like pussy, but not up in my face, so give me 3 feet. Cause when we creep no more than 3D, niggas see sheep. Bloodhounds found your shit buried in the mud. Following chases of gunpowder residue and blood. A positive ID is impossible. So you know, John Doe is what they gon' be putting on that tag on your tongue. Now who gon' tell your mother her baby's undercover in the morgue? Sniff as a log, sniff out by the dogs. And I'm a hard-headed nigga that wouldn't listen, so you got what you came for. Surgery with the chainsaw. I hit the fucker streets, cause like I said before, ain't nothing going down until I eat. Motherfuckers think it's all about impressing bitches and stressing bitches. While I'm testing bitches' game, addressing bitches and caressing bitches. And dealing with motherfuckers on all levels. What I'm dealing with is all devils. Fucking with snakes, running with niggas you call rebels. I got an army of 730 niggas, dirty niggas that come through and worry niggas. 30 niggas that like the very niggas. And scary niggas get it all the time, cause what they got is all of mine. Your man was talking shit until I pulled a nine. And if I don't know you, I don't fuck with you. And if you with my man, then he getting stuck with you. And gave it the money, cause I just lost my mind when he crossed the line. Sent his back through his chest and I tossed the nine. Boss of crime, black Gotti. I stack bodies with the black shoddy. Bitch ass niggas that act snotty. Get it.
These niggas is for real. These niggas ain't playing.
This ain't no fucking game. You think we playing? Rough Riders.
All right, y'all just heard the record that sends chills through Chill. Spine and her whole soul growing up. So shout out to DMX, shout out to Ho Yonkers, shout out to the Locks and Mace and everybody, Harlem. What up, though? All right, but we are here with the Queen of the Ring herself.
Yes.
The creator, the host, the original Making the Band member.
Yes.
Babs is in the building.
TV starter kickoff. We started that first all black cast.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We did that.
So proud of you, man. I'm so proud of the story that you already shared with us so far with this podcast. It's very inspiring. And this is what this podcast is all about, to inspire young women to follow your dreams, to follow that freaking voice in your head, that gut feeling to do whatever it is you want to do. Exactly. A lot of people want to do a lot of things, but she followed what was conducive to her and her brand, and that was Queen of the Ring.
Exactly.
All right. So your love for hip hop. Give me, I already know you shouted out a few female rappers that at the time growing up that inspired you. Give me your top five female rappers, dead or alive. Can't believe I said dead or alive. Damn. But dead or alive.
Yeah, true. Kim.
Number one?
Kim.
This is in order? It doesn't have to be in order, but if you want to put it in order.
Order, but Kim is the queen, you know what I'm saying? Oh, if I had to buy a
She's my number
if I had
one.
To buy the music, I ain't listen to shit yet,
yes.
I'm still going with Kim. I'm going to go with Kim. So we're going to say Kim. We're going to say Foxy.
Flex.
Yeah, we're gonna say Rage.
Yes, wow.
We're gonna definitely say damn female rap.
I think we got three from you so far. Okay, yeah, we got three. Kim, Fox,
and
Lady of Rage.
Supposed to be like my favorite?
Your fave, not the world. This is your list of all time.
Of all time.
I like when I get a guest a little tongue-tied.
Yeah, I don't even think I got five.
Word?
Nah, I mean, I fuck with a lot of female artists, but I'm, like, my fave.
I usually stop at three my damn self.
Like, yeah, like, my fave, like, yeah, like, dead ass.
Like your fave.
Like, my fave.
It stops at three.
It's not five. That's sad, though. That's sad. I could name some five battle rappers, but, you know, other than that, it's sad. But
give me your five battle rappers, since you are queen of the ring. Yes,
because
please.
It switches to every event. But, you know, E Heart, Jazz the Rapper.
Mm-hmm. I met her. Interviewed her. She's
yeah, Miss Hustle.
She's amazing, yo.
Yeah, QB and Farrah Funeral. I would say those the five off top of my head.
When it comes to you being in the ring, a lot of people request that you and Remy go toe-to-toe.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you feel about that.
I've been hearing that before she came home from jail. After she came home, you know, because Remy, they know her from the Luck battle or whatever. If it was to happen, I feel like it'd be dope because I feel like, you know, we both are great artists. We are very similar. So I think that it would be fire. Is it something like, oh, I want to battle Remy? No, it's not something that I walk around saying. But, you know, if it was brought to the table and the money was right, I'm pretty sure, you know, if the money was right, we both gonna shake and get it popping.
Was there ever any issues between you two? Because a lot of people request it as if there was some type of animosity between you guys.
Well, we don't really know each other, so I won't say animosity. You know what I'm saying? I won't even say it's a problem because when we see each other, we speak, give each other hugs. Hey, Ram. Hey,
oh,
Dad.
Yeah? When the last time you saw her?
Yeah, I seen her probably a few months ago at the URL battle, one of the URL battles. And, you know, it's no issue. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I feel like with the bullshit with dudes, you know what I'm saying? At the time, I was signed a Bad Boy. You know, she was fucking with Terror Squad and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And I believe, you know, people was in her ear. The Fight Club was popping at the time. Mm-hmm. Somebody had reached out to my management and was like, yo, Remy run a battle Baz, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I think that's what it stems from, other people. Me and her, because I know for me, we don't have an issue. I don't know her like that. We never had, you know what I'm saying, words. People try to amp shit, make shit seem more than what it is. I had did an interview with Sub-Zero and me and Foxy.
I remember that.
Yeah. And, you know, people ran with that shit because, you know, I was like, you know, you got a problem with me. When I see you, we going to deal with it face to face. And then he's like, we talking about Remy?
And you didn't even say any names.
I didn't. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, I'm talking about anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's kind of like he put you on the spot. You know it's like, who you talking about? It's like.
Exactly.
Okay. You can't even say, no, I'm not talking about Remy. It's like, I'm talking about whoever.
Exactly, because that's what I said. But, you know, I just felt like people ran with that. You know what I'm saying? And that's where a lot of shit stemmed from. But overall, we don't got no problem.
How you feel about her success right now with the whole Grammy not coming out of jail and all that?
And I still want to work with her. You know what I'm saying? I still do. Like, I think that it'll be fire, you know, for us to do a record together, which I had wanted to do a long time ago. I used to run up on her DJ, and I used to be like, yo, what's up with Rim? Tell her to holler at me. He'd be like, Babs, yo, you know Rim. I'd be like, man, tell her, fuck that bullshit, man. Let's get in the studio. You know what I'm saying? Because overall, if we don't know each other personally, if we don't got no personal issues, then we don't got no issues. You know what I'm saying? Let's shake. Let's get this money. I fuck with Rim. She know that. She know the first time we met each other, how I approached her. So she already know what it is. So hopefully in the future, we could get that Rim and Babs record popping.
Would you step into the ring and battle rap anyone in particular?
anybody if the money right. Not my artist.
Have you, though? Because I know you said you didn't start out doing that.
No, not in the... I battled to get my deal when making a band, but...
Girl, you ain't got to remind me.
Yeah.
I reminded myself literally last night. I'm like, yo, she went in, son. Like, yeah, what was shorty name that you bodied?
Mina. Her name was Mina Monroe. Yeah.
Was that the one and with that's the tank? Girl was that the big girl?
No, the big girl was Mysterious.
Mysterious. But was she from Detroit?
Yeah.
That's how I remember her, because I'm from Detroit, and I was still in the D. Yeah. But she ain't had nothing on you, y'all. I was rooting for Shorty. I'm like, Mina God Monroe damn. Shorty from Brooklyn is killing my D-town,
that's
homie.
That's who they originally picked. I got kicked off twice. I had the first audition. Yeah. I didn't make it. Mm-hmm. And then when they picked me the second time, and I made it all the way through, mm-hmm. and then they picked Mina and sent me home. And then they called me back afterwards. But they picked Mina. She ain't had no bra on. Her nipples was all hard and shit. This is what I'm talking about. Like, shit, I probably would have picked you too, Mina. You're coming out there. I'm like, what?
Yo, whoever in this room that don't understand what she's talking about, you had to see it. Because that's exactly what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, it was like...
And Diddy was like, come on, don't let her drown you. Like, it was... You just had songs ready. I mean, shout out to your manager. Is he still your manager?
No, he's not my manager.
Where is he right now?
He's chilling.
Oh, y'all still?
Yeah, we don't have an issue. Okay. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
It just was evident of your whole professionalism at that time. It was like, yo, she got her shit down. It was like, on this other end of the table, you got these huge executives. You got Harv, you got Diddy, you had some other chicks. I don't know who they are.
Allison,
were at the time.
Tracy Steele. Shout out to Tracy. Not Tracy Steele. Tracy, I forgot her last name. But yeah, Tracy Waples. And
they had y'all going toe for toe. Like,
Moon was there.
Yes. Like, yeah.
And it was a lot that they didn't show because they made me battle Ness. They didn't show that.
I remember that, though.
They didn't show that on the show. They made me battle him that night. I was just like, yo, they kept making me go. I was like, yo, and in my head.
With no hesitation.
Yeah, no. They was like, next, get up, next.
It's like 40 minutes straight you was going.
Going. Because I was the people's choice. That's what people used to always say. Ness was Puff's choice. Babs was the people's choice. That was the people's choice. And Puff said on the show, like, I want to know why they want you back here, why they keep talking about you. Puff ain't want me. He wanted the fucking big nipple bitch with no bra. That's who he wanted. Like, I had to go in there.
Shout out to the big nipple chicks.
Shout out to the big nipple bitches, but I had to go in
with no bra.
I had to go in there.
And her shit was what? Rock hard.
Shit, for real. I had a bra on. I said, oh, I got to act a fool in here. Shit.
And she did, man. Like, please, I encourage everyone that's listening right now, just go to your Google Smoogle, go to your YouTube, and type in the band. With Babs versus typing it and just see what she's talking about. Like, she really fought. Not only just that day, because that's what you're going to see, but just off of this conversation her whole life. But if you watch it, you will see why she deserved her spot in that group. And it was just, it was amazing. And even though Diddy wanted the big nipple chick with the hard nipples and the no bra, he had to give it to you. Like,
yeah,
I seen
exactly.
his. I saw
like,
that he wanted her.
He was rooting for her.
I saw that.
I'll kill you, yo.
Yes, he was telling her, like, what are you?
Bitch even more now, nigga.
Yes.
Now I'm a two to the head now.
And who was the band member that was sitting right in front of you while you
was
rapping?
That was Fred. Shout out to Fred.
Fred was like, y'all bug it if y'all don't get her.
And Fred, me and Fred was the closest. Like, that was
I thought
like
it was you and
Ness
for some reason.
Nah, it was me and Fred.
Even though y'all almost had y'all little blowout. Like,
yeah,
physical
I had
altercation.
Everybody except Fred.
Okay.
Everybody except him. That was we was two peas in a pod. Like, even when we was first on the road and had to share hotel rooms, I would fucking tell them to bring a cot upstairs and I would sleep in a room with Fred and whoever his roommate was. Like,
Where is he right now? Where is everyone right now?
Fred is in Miami doing what he do. Sarah, she got the show From the Bottom Up that come on Centric.
Yes. I do the recap for that show. Shout out to Nikki Gilbert and everybody.
And,
shout out to Sarah.
Dylon, you know, he's
Dylon
running around trying to grind, doing the music.
Is he still really?
Yeah, he's still.
Wow. Is he
still
in Brooklyn? Was he from
Brooklyn?
He
in Long Island right now. Okay. And Chopper, I don't know exactly where he at, but you know, I see him on Instagram.
Yeah, me too.
So, you know, I guess, you know, everybody's doing well.
Yeah, we had Ness at Shade 45 not too long ago, maybe like last year.
Yeah, and Ness, you know, he battle rapping and, you know, taking care of his family.
So you still in talks with everybody?
I speak to everybody. I speak to Fred and Sarah the most.
Okay, cool.
That's who I speak to the most. Me and Ness, we in the battle world, like, you know, so I know what he, but... Ness, you ain't even come out the Queen of the Ring. How the fuck you ain't come the Queen of the Ring?
Yo,
this is crazy. Like, you acting like these bitches out here calling me sis, my nigga. Get your mind right.
And she really is sis. Right, come on, y'all was in the house together. Y'all made records together. Y'all made money together.
Come on, you battle rap. I might have to bring you out, man. Let one of my bitches kill you in the ring or something. You know what I'm saying? So.
Now, this is like a confessional moment I want to have with you. Just going to like. Ask you some random questions. When it comes to Babs being, I keep feeling like I'm saying Babs. I'm not, though, but it's Babs.
Babs, B-A-B-S.
Yeah, that's that Duce kicking in. Mm-hmm. But talk to me about what people, how they perceive female rappers as far as, like, men, the dating situation and all of that. Like, is it difficult for you? First of all, are you single? Are you smashing? Are you married? What we doing?
I'm everything. I'm all that shit. Like, I ain't shit, let me tell you. Like, what?
I ain't
but,
shit.
Like, no, listen, though. For real.
I'm
like,
listening, and so is everyone
it just
else.
It depends. Like, it depends on the person.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Where they at in their life. I don't think it's hard for a female... rapper. I think most guys' fantasy is to fuck a female rapper.
You think so?
I really think so. Oh
my God.
So.
Are you
they
serious?
They want to lay it down off her record. Yeah, they want to do that. By the
don't tell me that.
That's what they doing. That's most guys' fantasies. Don't front.
Because I think I confessed this on the first episode of Women in Hip Hop Podcast. I wanted to be a female rapper.
See?
Maybe that's my whole... Maybe that's where my whole infatuation with hip-hop came from. And it was, because I wanted to rap. But I was always scared to rap in front of, like, my boyfriend at the time or guys because I felt like it wasn't feminine. It didn't come across sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
They would have been pulling your hair after you would have spit them bars. Girl, let me tell you! They just said, damn, you wrote that? Let me stroke that.
You wrote that? Let me stroke that.
But no, I don't think it's an issue. You know
I always felt like it was a struggle in the dating scene. And maybe, like I said, that came from my personal experience. And I have interviewed other female rappers that either agreed or disagreed. But I wanted to know from you. Mm-hmm. So you saying that...
I'm the one that it might be hard for... Dumb, because I'm the one that ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not like...
Oh, you the one smashing and dashing?
Look.
Damn. Brooklyn in the house without a doubt.
I ain't the mommy type. Don't bring me home to meet your mother.
You like, what?
She might like me the first month, but when you go home crying, she ain't gonna like me no more.
Yeah, maybe that was my problem. I always wanted to meet the mother. I wanted to be the wifey and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, nah, it ain't always about that, man. You gotta
not for everybody.
Lie.
I never wanted to meet every
mama,
nigga's mother.
She could cook. I'm like, your mother cooking? I'm coming
I used to disrespect nigga moms at first because of that whole, like... preconceived notion like I had to appease you or please you in any type of way. It's like, no, bitch, I don't care. Like, I don't even like your son like that.
See, I got
like, you know
son.
What I'm saying? Like,
I
don't like your son like that. He wants me to meet you. I don't even want to meet you. He wants me to meet you. And I meet you and you try to pull me through the ringer. Like, what are you doing? What do you want to do with your life 5 years from now? I don't want to do shit, bitch, at this. Like, that's just how I felt towards maybe two mothers I met in my life because I knew I didn't want to meet you. I don't even like your son like that. Like, you're forcing me.
Well, I plan on getting these bags. And my son can't... he got to deal with a certain type of woman because she can't have the inheritance. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm grinding out here. I'm trying to get all this money for
my
kid.
True. And that's how the mother's treating me, too. Because I knew niggas...
Home, and you think when I die, this bitch going to be in my house. You know what I'm saying? Like, she get all the money and my jewelry and shit. No, bitch. No, not you. You not the one.
So when it comes to dating, so are you single right now?
No, I'm not single.
Oh, okay. We had all that just to say that you tied down?
Yeah, I'm tied down. I'm tied down. I ain't shit, but I'm tied down.
I'm going to cut that part off. He don't need to hear that you ain't shit.
The world needs to know. Listen, everybody know I ain't shit, but it depends on how you take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what does I ain't shit mean?
You have only one child right now, right?
Yeah, I have one child. He's two. He's going to be three in a month.
Congratulations.
And yeah, I want two more, so I'm about to work on that.
Okay.
Get that popping out here.
Okay.
Gotta
okay.
get this nanny money up, though. You know
now, outside of rapping, you were acting as well, right?
I wasn't really acting. It's not really my thing.
So are you don't want to get back into that?
I want to get back into it with the page, yes, absolutely. Okay. It's not my passion, though. Acting is not my passion.
We're going to end this with the word association game. I'm going to give you a few words, and you give me the first word to come to mind.
All right.
All right? Ready?
Yeah.
Diamond.
Jewelry.
Hip-hop.
Love.
Black.
Beautiful.
Kiss.
Nasty.
Mike.
Rapping.
Battle.
Money.
Gangsta.
Love it.
Brooklyn.
Me!
Ah! And that's how we're going to end it. Now I'm going to end it like I usually do with a lot of the guests that I interview. Give me one word to describe the feeling that you're in right now, the state that you're in right now. Not a sentence, not a phrase, but one word.
Saucy.
Saucy. All right, you guys. That is a wrap for Woman in Hip Hop Podcast. I'm your host, Jazzy Bell. I'd like to give it up to my guest, Babs is in the building.
Yeah.
So y'all check us out on iTunes and SoundCloud, and we out of here. Deuces.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.